as a sequel to the conferment of an honorary doctorate degree on the founder, I'm happy to announce also that the Council of UPSA, in accordance with the statutes of the university, has taken the decision to rename this university after Nana Opoku Ampoma. It is a most excellent decision, which has received the approval of the President of the Republic. So that once the parliamentary process has been completed, this university will be called thenceforth the Opoku Ampoma University of Professional Studies. Yeah, and now it's in quiet. Aiko, you deserve it. Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen, my government remains fully committed to ensuring that all our youth gain access not only to senior high school education, but also to tertiary education, as they represent the best ways of equipping the citizenry with the requisite skills for national development. We are aware that adequate funding of higher education has been one of the challenges of successive governments. At the graduate level, this particularly has become a topical issue in recent times. As part of efforts to deal with the problem of funding higher education, government has committed itself to the establishment of a research fund for the sole purpose of funding relevant and sector-specific research work in our institutions of higher learning. This is an addition to the book and research allowance. Government will therefore continue to support tertiary institution industry collaborative programs to increase opportunities for practical training and internship. We shall promote curriculum development to meet the skills and human resource demands of industry, create opportunities for work and study, and make training in entrepreneurship a cardinal component of the school system. In 2017, a report was submitted to the Ministry of Education for the enactment of a law to establish a unified commission for tertiary education to deal with policy formulation, implementation, and accreditation. The ministry will shortly begin implementing recommendations that will reform university accreditation and affiliation policies in order to introduce equity and fairness in the establishment of public and private universities. Chairperson, I commend the Council and management of the University of Professional Studies for placing emphasis on courses relevant to the needs of the Ghanaian economy, particularly in the areas of management sciences, accountancy, marketing, banking and finance, communications, information technology, law, and other related social sciences. The establishment of the endowment fund to help the needy but brilliant students is also very much in the right direction. Government and the Ministry of Education, under its dynamic minister, the Honorable Dr. Matthew Opoku Prempeh, Member of Parliament for Menchia South, will continue to support you as much as the state of our public finances permit. Fortunately, the minister is here and heard for himself with his own ears the demands of the vice chancellor. I will make sure that he does not forget them and does something about them, and I am sure he will. Let me end by commending the Governing Council and management of the university for this rare show of gratitude and honor done its founder. May this exemplary gesture motivate staff and students alike to continue to give of their best to God, the good of Mother Ghana, and UPSA. I congratulate also Mr. Ahmad Ahmad, CAF President and FIFA Vice President, for his remarkable public service and excellent contribution to the development of football, especially in his home country of Madagascar and on the continent. Mr. Ahmad, you're very welcome amongst the people who are passionate in their love of the beautiful game and have, as you know, a great tradition in it. This award should be the beginning of fruitful collaborations between UPSA and CAF. Education remains the key and best route to moving the masses of our people out of poverty. I believe our nation is on the cusp of a new bold beginning, which will lead to the foundation of a new Ghanaian civilization where science, technology, and knowledge will unleash the huge potential of the Ghanaian people and create progress, prosperity, and dignified standards of living for them. May God bless.